This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Just moments ago, we got this off the wire. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed today to make its deepest output cut ever to counter slumping demand and falling oil prices. OPEC says it will cut its supply by 4.2 million barrels per day, and those numbers are based on the September production levels. Meanwhile, the Energy Information Administration says that U.S. oil demand is expected to grow only 1 million barrels per day, or 0.2% over the next 2 decades. In its annual long-term forecast, the EIA says this is the first time in more than 20 years that the agency has projected virtually no growth in U.S. oil consumption. Total demand for marketed renewable fuels, including ethanol and biodiesel, is forecast to grow by 3.3% per year until 2030 due to the federal renewable fuel standard and state requirements for utilities to generate more of their electricity from renewable sources. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 88.21 is off 102 points. The NASDAQ 1569 is off 20.14, and the S&P 500 at 901.97 is off 11.21.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5.65. Make that 574, excuse me, 574, up 9 on the open. March at the Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat variety opened at 555, up 11 on the open. May, 570, up 13. July, 581, up 11.5. September, 601, up 10. And December, 620, up 8.5 on the open. March corn opened at 401, up 7 on the open. May, 413, up 7.75. July, 424, up 7.75. September, 434, up 7. December, 449, up 7.5. March of 2010, 457.5, up 4.75 on the open. January beans open at 877, up 18.5 on the open. March, 880, up 17. July, 904, up 19. November, $9, up 14 on the open. January soybean meal open at 263.50, up 2.50 on the open. March, 264, up 3.10. January soybean oil opened at 31.70, up 35 on the open. March, 31.75, up 4. December live cattle opened at 86.80, up 22.5 on the open. January feeders, 92.35, up 1.22.5. February lean hog, 62.15, down 25. And February bellies, 83.97.5, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. A nice, cold, crisp morning here in Oakland, Illinois, Dave.
Well, OPEC finally came out with its announcement this morning, says it's going to cut production by 4.2 million barrels per day, but that's based on September numbers, and I haven't had a chance to look at what it actually means in real new cuts in production. Do you know?
No, I don't. You know, the rumor was that, you know, I think they were looking at 1.5 million before and 2 million. So maybe this was, maybe it was 2 million and now another 2 million. But it's an interesting number. We are seeing, of course, the big fireworks yesterday afternoon when the Fed did lower the the interest rates. As one prominent analyst said, it was like a kid throwing a cup of gasoline on the fire, except this time he threw a 5-gallon can of gasoline on the can. And that did change the dollar makeup. It did encourage a very strong stock market rally. And it does mean that the Bernanke is a new era economist, and he does know that you don't use the same old bag of tricks to make the U.S. and the world economy play.
In fact, he pushed all the chips into the middle. If you wanted to use a poker analogy, saying he would use all means at the Fed's disposal to stimulate the economy and also at the same time, over time, prevent inflation.
You know, one of the old deals that we always were interested in the 70s and 80s about the old ag axiom of cheap prices, the best way to cure cheap prices is more cheap prices. Well, you know, that school of thought basically created a lot of pain in the countryside. Ultimately, it might work. But, you know, the new Secretary of Agriculture, you know, needs to hit the road running to improve more ethanol demand, help get these low prices down. They are below the cost of production. And we did see yesterday the 40-day moving average, the trend changed in corn, and it did change in wheat. And we did notice the rallies were very easy when we saw the computer buying and the short covering that came in the marketplace. The market is trading both ways today on a drier weather forecast in Argentina. It may be a colder forecast here in the Midwest. So we are seeing profit-taking in the stock market and some profit-taking in corn this morning.
There is some congestion, some resistance just above the market. March corn around the 412 level. In beans, that congestion level sits around the $9 level. Do you think that we have now built enough enthusiasm into the marketplace to push through these two resistance levels?
You know, the one area that's going to be interesting is whenever a marketplace is playing $4 for corn, will we see much cash corn move? And there'll be some. And probably as we move higher, we'll see more activity. Big thing that we do need to see is a continuation of stability in the marketplace, the stock market, oil market, and also stability in the grain market, because that does help build a base. One thing about it is it was a tough job getting to work today on the highways, and it's sure hard to get corn and soybeans in the marketplace, and that's also going to add some stability to the market. Also, the river system probably is hard to move grain, too, with these cold temperatures. So all this adds up to adding some stability in the marketplace from a very oversold system. Now, this Madoff deal created more fund selling, hedge fund selling, and unfortunately it happened, but it does mean that there's investors out there that are going to change the way they invest their money for 2009.
What price do you want to start selling in corn December 2009?
Well, that's a good question. And my bottom line is twofold. I think we are going to see inflation, and I think you have to be very guarded on how you play that card, because I do think that in time corn and soybeans will see some improved prices, and it is going to also tell the user to reward rallies instead of rewarding dips, and so it's going to be a slow process to get values high enough to play the game. But you know, we would probably recognize that $5 on these futures is a recognizable price that possibly needs some attention.
What do you make of the cattle on feed estimates for Friday?
Truthfully, I didn't see them, Dave.
On feed December, 93.9. That's within the analyst estimates placed, 93.8, marketed 88.8. Seems as though it might be slightly supportive.
Yeah. The cattle market's been beat up like all ag commodities, and my opinion is that it's a bargain price, and we will see cattle ultimately improve. I think it's a function, too, that we need to see smaller broiler numbers, and I think that's going to come out. And we will gradually improve flat price livestock.
Thank you much there, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He's in Oakland, Illinois. Meteorologist Ed Kieser tells us another winter storm is heading toward the Midwest and will impact northern and central Illinois and the northern half of Indiana with mostly ice but snow near the Wisconsin border. A major ice storm possible tomorrow into tomorrow night into far northern Missouri and south central and southeastern Iowa. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.